presents J.B. Priestley, The 31st of June, a tale of true love, enterprise and progress in the Arthurian and Atomic Ages. Dramatized by Brian Sibley, with Debbie Cumming as Princess Melisande, John Levitt as Sam, Alan Dudley as King Meliot, Anthony Newlands as Dan Dimmock, Henry Stamper as Captain Plunkett, John Rye and Peter Woodthorpe as Malgrim and Marlegram. The 31st of June.
I'm furious.
Why, Millicent, what's happened?
It's what's not happened, Lynette.
All right, dear, what's not happened?
I've stared and stared in that magic mirror for ages. And there's no sign of him this morning. And I'm sure he's thinking about me. I feel he is. The magic can't be working properly.
Perhaps if I had a try.
Certainly not. Master Malgrim only lent it to me.
He needn't know, dear.
He's an enchanter, Lynette. Enchanters know everything.
Oh, do stop playing that boring old tune, La Maison.
Oh, very sorry, I'm sure.
You did promise to learn The Black Knight Hath My Heart.
It's all very well to talk, Princess Melisande, but it's not easy getting hold of music these days. One has to wait months for some smelly old monk to copy it out for one, and you know how busy they always are doing Bibles and things.
That's a poor excuse. Any decent musician would learn it by ear.
Any decent musician wouldn't be working in Parador, chérie. Do you know when I last got paid?
That will do, La Maison. You may go.
As your highness pleases.
Good. That's got him out of the way. Now, come on, Melisande. Let's have a peek in the mirror.
No, Lynette. If I can't see anybody in it, nobody else is going to.
Spoil sport.
Don't sulk, Ninette. It makes you look mean. Now then, what day is it?
Lunar Day, the 31st of June. And a lovely day, too. Can't we go out, Melisande?
No, I'm afraid my father wishes to speak to me. So it'll have to be tapestry.
Oh, not tapestry again. It always gives me such a headache. Why doesn't anything exciting happen in Perador? Oh, hum. My cousin Elaine's having a simply marvelous time in Camelot. Knights of the Round Table all over the place. By the way, Melisande, you never told me what the knight you saw in the mirror was like.
Well, he's terribly handsome, of course. Clean-shaven, with dark hair, hazel eyes, and the sweetest little smile you've ever seen. But I'm not altogether sure if he's a knight.
Oh?
Well, that is, he doesn't seem to dress like a knight. As far as I could tell, he was wearing a sort of coat of yellow wool over a white shirt. He's some kind of artist, I think.
Really?
Yes. And this is a secret, Ninette. His name is Sam.
Sam?
Sam. Isn't that sweet?
Noble Princess Melisande, Lady Ninette, I beg to announce His Royal Majesty King Meliot of Perador, High Lord of Bergamore, Merit Lord of Parlock, Overlord of Lansington, Lone Moss and Three Bridges.
Morning, Millicent. Morning, Ninette. Not started work yet. Tapestry production has gone down 75% since we lost our dear Queen. It won't do. Look to it. Well, now, we've just received a summons to attend a conference at Camelot.
When do we go?
You don't. Men only. Not even Queen's invited. Defense problems. In any case, Camelot these days isn't the place for young unmarried daughters. Queen Guinevere, charming woman, of course, but, well,
Don't be absurd, Father. We all know about her and Sir Lancelot.
You don't. Nobody does. All damn nonsense.
Well, then, if it's nonsense, why...
Don't try to argue, girl. You've no reason, no logic.
But, Father...
Quiet now. We want to think. Why are we here? Yes. We want to take our dwarf, Grummet, to Camelot. What have you done with him?
Oh, Father, darling, you can't take Grummet to Camelot again. He can't talk, and he's only got 3 boring tricks.
Quite enough, and the one with the venison pasty was a remarkable success last time. Sir Pelias offered us a master armourer for him. No, must have Grummet. Where is he? Speak up, child, speak up.
Well, Father, the fact is...
Yes?
The fact is, I've sent him to find somebody.
Find somebody? Who? Where? Why?
Well, you remember Master Malgrin, the enchanter?
Yes, new fella. Came with a letter from King Mark wanting patronage. Didn't take to him much, too big for his boots. What about him?
He lent me a magic mirror. It shows you anybody who's thinking about you.
Nonsense. You girls will believe anything. Where is it?
Here.
Just as we thought. Our own face, that's all. And what's all this got to do with our dwarf, anyway?
Yesterday, I looked into the mirror and saw a man called Sam, who was thinking about me. He was sweet.
Sweet nonsense. And who is this Sam? Never heard of him. And do you mean you sent our dwarf with a message to this rascal?
I asked Master Malgrin to lend his magic aid so that Grummet could find Sam because...
Because what?
Because Sam's not in this realm, nor in any other known to us.
Where is he then?
Well, Sam's not in what you'd call real life at all.
Why didn't you say so? Been stuffing yourself with mythology, legends, fairy tales, eh? Oh, very suitable, so long as you don't overdo it, my dear. Well, send the dwarf along.
But I can't, Father. I told you, he's gone to find Sam.
What's the point of sending a real dwarf to find somebody who isn't real?
I didn't say Sam wasn't real. Of course he is.
If he isn't in real life, then he isn't real. His imagination. Very well, then. Send an imaginary dwarf to find him. But what the devil's the point of sending a real dwarf? No logic, no reason, no sense. You must be sick, girl. Better let Master Jarvey have a look at you.
You can say what you like. It doesn't do anything to me. And it won't do anything to the client. In case you'd forgotten, Crunchy Chock is one of Wallaby Dimmock Pallianduke's most valued clients. We can't offer them this rubbish. Advertising like this went out with the Ark. Apart from which, it's dead wrong for the Crunchy Chock public. Well, my name's not Dan Dimmock.
Couldn't agree with you more, Dee Dee.
Public-wise, it never looked good to me. But client-wise, I'm not sure, Dee Dee.
Well, I am. It's out. Dead wrong for Crunchy Chock. What's next?
Damozel Stockings, Dee Dee.
Anne's madly keen on this one, Dee Dee, and I'm with her on it.
Phil and I both think this could be a big account, Dee Dee, and this could be some ad campaign. They want to spread themselves in the glossies visual-wise. Lots of romantic atmosphere. Sam Penty's working on it.
Peggy, ask Mr. Penty to bring in what he's done for Damozel Stockings. Sharp.
Yes, Mr. Dimmock.
I must say, I didn't know anybody wore stockings these days.
Fashion-wise, Dee Dee, they're in. Damozel's concern is to re-establish them, public consciousness-wise.
What I feel, Dee Dee, is... Don't you agree?
I can't say. I never heard a word with those damn things going. Peggy!
Yes, Mr. Dimmock.
Send another letter of complaint about those confounded... Drills, girl, drills!
Very good, Mr. Dimmock, but there's no need to shout.
No need to shout? Well, I don't know.
Morning, Dee Dee. Morning, Anne. Phil, nice day.
Is it? Haven't noticed.
Nicest 31st of June I've ever known.
31st of what?
June, Dee Dee.
Oh, don't be an idiot, Sammy. There isn't such a thing.
So everybody's been telling me, but it feels like the 31st of June.
I'll tell you something, Sam Penty. I oughtn't to like you.
Same here, Dee Dee.
Why do you keep working for us?
Because I'm a bad artist.
What?
Oh, not your idea of a bad artist, but my idea of one. So I work for Wallaby, Dimmock, Pally and Tooks and Eat.
Let's see the Damozel layout.
Here we are. I sat up till 2 this morning getting it right.
Well, it's got something.
Just what I was thinking, Dee Dee.
On the other hand, I don't know.
Quite. The Damozel crowd are tough.
What do you think, Phil?
Same as you, Dee Dee. Yes and no.
It's a marvellous picture, Sam.
Absolutely.
But is a medieval princess the right image, I ask myself?
Me too.
Let's stop looking at it for a moment, then take it by surprise.
Who was your model, Sam?
Didn't have one. Not in this world, anyhow.
Now what you're burbling about?
Well, I was thinking over ideas. Damozel, knights in armour, dragons, princesses in towers, all that sort of thing. When suddenly I saw her.
Who?
This girl in medieval costume, through a kind of little illuminated frame. And she smiled at me. She stayed long enough for me to do a rough sketch. Then twice later, when I was painting, she appeared again, very sensibly and charmingly, just when I needed her.
Oh, how sweet, Sammy.
Then when I woke up this morning, I had a feeling that today was the 31st of June. Oh, yes, and by the way, have any of you seen a red and yellow dwarf?
Why, have you lost one?
No, but I keep seeing one, in red and yellow doublet and hose. He never speaks. Just looks into the door, grins, beckons, then vanishes.
Really, Sammy?
It's true.
Look, Sam, you know that I'm your friend as well as your employer, don't you?
Of course, Dee Dee.
Then will you do a little thing for me as a favour?
Certainly, Dee Dee.
Good enough. Peggy, is Dr. Jarvis still with Mr. Pally?
As far as I know, Mr. Dimmock.
Then ask him to come and see me.
Very well, Mr. Dimmock.
Now then, Anne, Phil, I think perhaps you'd better leave us two alone.
Surely, Dee Dee.
And I'll get on with selling this thing to Damozel.
And, Ducky, I must say, I'm not altogether mad about the Mum's Chum layout.
Promotion-wise, Phil, you have a point.
Look, Dee Dee, I really don't need a doctor.
There's no harm in a quick check-up. Jarvis is a first-class fellow. Consultant to the Health of that Company, you know. Ah, that'll be him now. Come!
In.
Your Majesty.
Master Jarvis, is the Princess Medicine suffering from delusions? Some kind of damsel nonsense. Says she sent Grummet the Dwarf to find some fellow who doesn't exist. Obviously got a touch of something.
Nonsense. I'm perfectly well.
In your opinion, you're perfectly well, Mr. Penty. In my experience, however, very few people are perfectly well, even though they imagine they are. And you're probably the imaginative type.
Oh, he is, Doctor. He is.
Now then, just relax. Allow me. Thank you. Hold still, please. Say ah.
Ah.
Once more, please.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you make of it, Jarvis? Tell us, then. Can't stand here all day. Got to get off to Camelot.
Well, the normal, excellent balance of the 4 primary humours is somewhat disturbed. The hot humours are not being sufficiently preserved in the blood by the thick black and sour humours purged from the spleen, resulting in a heightening of the thyroid function. So a definite thyroid-parathyroid imbalance, causing an apparent objectivization of the imagery of the eidetic imagination. Fantasy states. Hallucinations.
That's it, Doctor. Fantasy states and hallucinations. Just what Sam's suffering from. Can you give him something for it?
I'll send round some calcium and vitamin D tablets to be taken 3 times a day. And a mixture of hexamine, quinic acid and theobromine to be taken twice a day.
A pearl dissolved in vinegar with powdered dragon's tooth night and morning. Also, perhaps, some mummy paste and mandrake roots in hot wine as a noon and evening posset. A bat's wing and a dried toad fastened beneath her shift until the new moon, and maybe the thumb of a hanged man.
Never, never, never.
Well, we may omit the thumb, but take the physic.
We'll see that she does. You may go, Master Jarvis, and take our thanks with you.
Sire.
There you are, Sam. First class fellow. I'll bet in a day or 2 you're not seeing things.
But I like seeing things.
But you know what can happen to people who see things other people don't see?
Yes, they're in the National Gallery.
No, Sam. I mean chaps who think it's the 31st of June and see dwarfs in red and yellow tights. Even when your own common sense tells you that we don't have any red and yellow...
Dee Dee.
Good grief, what's that?
I know we don't have any, but it looks like a red and yellow dwarf to me, Dee Dee.
Bells, bells... Here, you!
He's stealing my picture!
And the stocking samples!
Hey!
Don't just stand there, Sam! Stop him!
He's gone into the cupboard by mistake.
He's trapped. Right now. Where did he go?
I don't know, but he's not in here.
I can see that, Sam. He must have gone through the back of the...
Back of the what, did
he? Oh, merciful heavens, you've got me going now.
I'm off.
Where?
The Black Horse. I'd give up trying to work if I were you, D.D. It's the wrong day.
Oh, my goodness.
La Maison.
Don't say it, Your Highness. I know. You've had enough of my boring old tunes.
It was very nice, La Maison, but we're just not in the mood. So you may go.
I'm on my way.
And La Maison?
Yes?
Do try and learn The Black Knight Hath My Heart.
I wish he had the rest of you, too.
Who wants a black knight, anyhow? Or any colour, for that matter? I think nights are so boring.
I've said so a million times, darling.
All that idiotic clattering and clashing and banging. All that buckling and unbuckling, I ask you.
You needn't. I ruined my nails helping to unbuckle Sir Maris that day at the Astolat tournament. And then he talked about nothing but heraldry for hours and hours until I could have screamed, my dear. Mellicent, you're not listening to a word.
Huh? Oh, sorry, Ninette. I was thinking.
About your Sam.
I keep telling myself not to. Yesterday was wonderful. But today, what is there?
We ought to make things happen.
With my assistance, I hope, ladies. At your service, most noble princess.
Master Malgrin, you're not supposed to make sudden appearances like this. It's not allowed. Ninette, this is Master Malgrin, the new enchanter who came from King Mark. Lady Ninette.
Master Malgrin, how did you do it?
I was invisible, of course. A quick, simple method most of us use now. These days only very old-fashioned magicians and enchanters still transform themselves. For example, my uncle Marlagram, one of the old Merlin school, decided to enter the castle and make his way up here as a brown rat.
Ah!
Not here yet, I suppose. No? Oh, that proves my point. A risky, clumsy, slow method.
I hope he's not coming in here as a brown rat.
It's quite possible, I'm afraid. He's apt to be mischievous and too fond of showing off. However, I am not here to discuss my uncle. I have come, Princess Mellicent, to ask for the return of my mirror.
Yes, of course, Master Malgrin. Let me think now. Where did I put it?
It's behind your back, dear.
Oh, yes, so it is. How clever of you, Ninette.
Thank you, Princess. Oh, now, don't look so disappointed. It would not have been of use to you for long. Its power soon begins to fail if one person uses it frequently.
Then perhaps Sam has been thinking about me today, and the wretched mirror just wouldn't let me see him. But where's Grummet the dwarf, and did he find Sam? Oh, tell me quick, Master Malgrin.
You go too fast, noble princess. Remember, I was refused an appointment as court magician and official enchanter to the kingdom of Peridor. Meanwhile, thanks to my powerful and extremely skillful aid, Grummet the dwarf now has returned, carrying strange, beautiful gifts.
From Sam? Oh, heavenly! Where is Grummet?
Where indeed? No doubt one of your official court enchanters could inform you.
Very well, Master Malgrin. What do I have to do?
Years ago, when your father was a young knight, Merlin gave him a gold brooch. Now, to be perfectly frank, if I could steal it, I would. But no gift of Merlin's can be stolen. You or your father, of your own free will, must hand it over to me. Give me your promise that this shall be done, and I will help you to your heart's desire.
Don't do it! Don't do it! No promises!
My uncle, Master Marlagram.
Don't trouble to tell me who they are, nephew. I know. You're Princess Mellicent. Yeah, and a nice, ripe, tasty piece of damsel with you. Mm. And if I were only 90 again, you'd get no Sam through me. I'd attend to you myself.
I think you're a disgusting old man.
You're quite right, though. I am. But I'm also very, 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 very clever, as you'll soon find out. No. Oh, and here's a wicked wench.
Me?
Oh, yes. A mischievous piece of saucy goods you are.
Oh.
And what a hanky-panky, hocus-pocus, lordy-bordy future you have, girl.
I can take it.
Yes, I bet you can. And it's on the way.
Oh, do stop showing off, Uncle. It's so tasteless and tedious. Oh. Brings discredit to our whole profession.
Look here, young fellow, me lad. I was serving my time with Merlin before you were even born. Now then, Princess, you're waiting for Grummet, the dwarf, aren't you?
Yes, where is he?
Well, he'll be here as soon as I have your promise.
Don't believe him. Don't believe him, my dear. He can't produce the dwarf. I see to that.
How dare you interfere? Ata Graca, Malagra, Mo, Tiavar, Mavab, Mother Greece, Tadimagorka. Ata Graca, Malgrim, Oterra Marvina, Grud Magistera, Beelzebub.
All over. No need to be frightened, my dears. He's got, and serve him right, too conceited by half, and no proper respect for his elders.
But what's happened?
Very simple, my dear. I'm looking after you now, and I make no conditions. You trust me, and I'll trust you. If it's Sam you want, then it's Sam you'll get. Ah, but first, you want Grummet, right? Grummet! Grummet! Come, boy! Come, boy! Oh, come on! There we are.
Oh, Grummet, did you see him? And what have you brought? Oh, is this the picture of me that Sam painted? Oh, look, look, Ninette. Isn't it wonderful?
The nose isn't right.
The nose is perfect. You're only jealous. Oh, and what are these? Stockings! Oh, look at them, look!
Stop! You wish to see this, Sam?
Of course!
Then get ready. We leave to find him in an hour. No sooner, no later. I've an hour's work to do before we can go, you know. He isn't round the corner. Oh, well, at least not what you'd call round the corner. In space, maybe, but not in time. So I need an hour to work it out. I'll be back.
I'm sorry, Ninette, but you'll have to stay here.
Oh, but Millicent.
No, Ninette. You've never been really sympathetic about Sam, so I feel I ought to leave you out of this. I'll tell you all about it when I get back.
I refuse to be treated like this. I'm not going to be left out of everything as if I don't count at all. If only Master Malgrim had not been so easily defeated by that nasty old man.
Who's defeated, Lady Ninette?
Oh, you made me jump.
My uncle may have won that round, but I shall win the next.
Can't I do something?
You can. As soon as the princess leaves with my uncle, be prepared to receive Sam.
Sam? But they're going to find him.
Yes, but they won't find him. And why? Because I shall find him first.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning. Turned out nice again.
It certainly has. Large gin and tonic, please.
Yes, sir. Ice and lemon?
Mm-hmm.
Makes a change when it turns out nice, doesn't it?
When it's June the 31st?
Oh, it's not really the 31st already, is it? Oh, well, I never. Where do the days go to?
Well, my dear, since you ask, I have a theory that they slink away into a remote corner of southeast London and die.
Go on, you're pulling my leg. There you are. That'll be £1.20.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Quiet in here today, isn't it?
Been quiet all week, really. On and off.
Good morning. Morning. Two double scotches, dear, and quick.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so sorry I didn't see you there. One in here.
Nothing just now, thanks. Got one.
Please yourself, old boy. Ever done a deal in flat-bottom boats?
No.
Then don't. It is hell. I've been plastered since the end of April. Mostly in Cornwall. Hate the bloody place. You've heard of me. Plunkett's the name. Captain Plunkett. Ex-senior service and so forth.
Oh, I don't think so.
Of course you have, old boy. Remember that film I introduced? All about the fish that climb trees? Same man. Pat Plunkett. Turn up anywhere, everywhere. Ah, thank you, dear. Keep the change.
Oh, that's hard.
What's the date?
31st of June.
And about time, too. Ought to be in Genoa now. I've got 8 cases of damaged custard powder there. Pulled them off a fellow in Barcelona. He was plastered, so was I. What the hell can you do with damaged custard powder?
Oh, turn it into damaged custard, I suppose? You'd need a good advertising campaign, though. Are you still eating undamaged custard? Well, that sort of thing. Try Mr. Dimmock of Wallaby Dimmock Pally and Tooks.
Thanks for the tip. How do you feel about a half share in a disused Portuguese lighthouse?
It would have to be the top half and very cheap.
Who did you say your name was?
I didn't, but it's Penty, Sam Penty.
Of course. Know your brother in Nairobi.
I haven't got a brother.
Is somebody else, then? Ha, ha. Well, it just shows what a damned small world we live in.
Oh, my God. Here, look what the wind's blowing.
Good grief, rum-looking fella.
Good morning, Sam. What charming company you keep.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. We met at one of Natasha's parties. Not an illusionist, are you?
How clever of you, Sam. That is exactly what I am. Malgrim is the name.
I say, didn't I see you at the Savage Club once?
I doubt it.
Certainly I did. Never forget a good magic act.
You didn't see a dwarf outside, did you?
Grammit, you mean. He's in my employment.
He is he? Well, he ran away with my painting.
Ah, yes. The portrait of Princess Millicent. Well, she's seen it and is delighted with it. And she's longing to make your acquaintance, Sam.
She is?
Certainly. That's why I'm here. Now, Sam, how familiar are you with the problems of higher space?
I'm not. And who is Princess Millicent?
Suppose we assume a universe of 6 dimensions. The first 3 are length, breadth, and thickness. The next 3 might be called, first, the sphere of attention and material action. Second, the sphere of memory. Third, the sphere of imagination. Are you following me?
No. Who's Princess Millicent?
What I mean is that whatever is imagined must exist somewhere in the universe. Now, you probably think that the Princess Millicent is an imaginary figure.
Well, I do and I don't.
Quite right, because of course she is and she isn't.
Poor love.
And while she knows that she herself is in real life, she naturally feels you must be outside it. As, of course, I do.
Do you mean you don't call this real life?
Of course not.
I'll be damned.
Very likely. But, of course, your life here does exist. To you, it is real. Just as the Princess Millicent, her world is real.
Who is Princess Millicent?
You see, which is real and which is imaginary depends very much on the position of the observer. It could truthfully be said that both are real. Both are imaginary.
What about the dwarf? Which is he?
Not quite either at the moment. I've just sent him home.
Where's that?
The Kingdom of Peridor.
Can't say I knew it. I knew a fella once called Peridor. 6 fingers on each hand. Never kept his hand still there. The chaps nearly went barmy trying to count those fingers.
Peridor. It sounds like something out of the Arthurian legends.
You have it exactly, Sam.
Then how does one get there?
In the third sphere, there are parallel times, diverging and converging times, and times spirally intertwined.
Just shows you, doesn't it?
Now we must go, Sam.
Ha! Oh, not all fire. Just enjoying the conversation. What about a stall of lunch?
I can do you a cheese or beef sandwich, or there's some of yesterday's cottage pie.
There's no time. Come on, Sam.
Oh, you can't split us apart. Sam and I are up to our necks in a custard powder deal in a Portuguese lighthouse. While Sam goes, I go.
Then take the consequences.
I say, look
here. Silence.
Oh, my God. They've gone through the wall. Right through the flipping wall.
Gentlemen, welcome to Peridor.
Treating me as if I was off my rocker. I know what I saw. And what I saw was a dwarf going into that cupboard. Well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this if it's the last thing I do. Here I come. Here I come.
Hello.
Oh, what
the... You're funny.
I'm Dimmock. I'm one of the directors here, and I'm not funny. What are you doing in that cupboard dressed up in this ridiculous costume?
I'm looking for Sam.
Oh, the Damozel Stockings job. Well, Sam was here, but then he went off. I've sent Anne Dutton Swift and Philip Spencer Smith to bring him back, so he oughtn't to be long. What's your name, my dear?
I am Princess Mellicent.
It doesn't surprise me. We had the granddaughter of a Russian Grand Duchess working for us last year. Make good models, you aristocratic girls. It's the training, I suppose. I ought to have warned you, my dear. It's only the pneumatic drills.
Why do you have such terrible things? We don't have them in real life.
In what?
Hello, Dee Dee.
Well?
Well, what, Dee Dee?
Did you get Sam?
No, Dee Dee. We went to the Black Horse, but all we found was a mad barmaid.
She said Sam had gone through the wall.
Gone up the wall?
No, Dee Dee. Through the wall.
Oh, my poor Sam.
This, by the way, is Sam's model for the damozel job.
Oh. Pleased to meet you.
Where's Sam now?
Well, according to the mad barmaid, he's gone off to find a princess in a Portuguese lighthouse.
But he can't. He's supposed to be looking for me. You must take me to this place where Sam went through the wall.
Dee Dee?
Go on, take her, Phil. It'll be two less lunatics around here.
Very good, Dee Dee. Come on, ducky.
And if Master Marlagram, the enchanter, comes back, tell him what's happened. And don't think you can't talk to him just because he looks like a brown rat. What exactly did that girl say?
Leave it. Just leave it. All right.
Oh, all right, Dee Dee. But where did that girl come from?
Out of the cupboard.
That's
it, leave it. You can hear me, can't you? When I say leave it, I mean leave it.
Mrs. Dimmock's coming to take you home, Mr. Dimmock. And Dr. Jarvis is on his way to see you.
What? Hello. Oh, Mum's Chum products. Now, look, I'm sick of hearing about that muck of yours.
Dee Dee, it's one of our best accounts.
He's not himself, Miss Dutton Smith. I'm sure Dr. Jarvis will give him...
I've got to get out of this madhouse. Did you hear that?
Something squeaking, that's all. Now, Dee Dee, about Mum's Chum...
Shut up! Now, listen. There, Dee, that big brown rat over there is laughing at me.
Would you like to lie down, Mr. Dimmock?
Shut up!
Try the cupboard, Dimmock.
all right, by thunder I will.
Well, what, Dee Dee? Dee Dee, you can't go through there. It's a cupboard.
Well, I am.
Come on, Miss Dutton Swift, after him.
I'm right behind you, Peggy.
Thanks very much.
I haven't finished.
Oh, sorry. Do play something else. Perhaps you know a thing I heard on Radio 3 the other day. And what was it called? Ah, yes. I got it. The Black Knight Hath My Heart. Play that.
Play it yourself.
Do watch where you're going, Lannison.
Oh!
Kind of touchy, isn't he?
Verily, my fair lord. And how doth my lord, after so much hath befallen him?
Fair gentlewoman, I am much amazed.
Fair sir, see them ye seek adventure to win prowess. Oft times must ye stand amazed.
Noble damsel, ye say sooth? What name?
I am Lady Ninette. And among my kindred are many great lords and noble ladies.
Fair Lady Ninette, I am called Sam, and the name of my family is Penty, and my kindred, to speak truth, are no great shakes.
And you are no great shakes at this kind of dialogue, are you, Sam?
Oh, we needn't keep it up. Good. By the way, Lady Ninette, as you were kind enough to ask me how I was feeling, I must confess I'm feeling very hungry.
I was sure you would be. Well, everything's ready. I'm afraid I haven't time to order anything very special, but you may like this cold peacock and swan, the honey and almond castle, and the goose pasty are supposed to be rather good.
Oh, it looks smashing.
Do sit down, Sam, and help yourself.
Thank you.
Let me give you some wine.
By the way, Ninette,
What age are we in here?
What age?
Yes. Mm. What king's reigning?
Why, Arthur, of course.
Of course. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. Is there someone here called Melisent?
Melisent? Oh, she's a ninny.
Perhaps I need a ninny.
Don't be ridiculous. Now I'm intelligent and rather wicked. Do you know the Macbeths?
I know of them.
I have a cousin in Scotland who knows them very well. A few years ago, the Macbeths were nothing, just army people. Well, look at them now, and all her doing. She's the one with the brains, the determination, the drive.
You just wait and see.
It's always the wicked women who have all the fun. Just look at Morgan Le Fay and Nimue.
But what about Melisent?
Oh, she's in your world.
She is?
Yes, Sam, darling. Isn't it a shame?
His Royal Majesty King Meliot of Peridor, High Lord of Bergamore, Bardolore, and Parlot. Oh, Lord of Lansington, no master.
Yes, that will do. What's going on here? Who's this fella? No, tell us later. Point is, where's our dwarf?
He's returned, sire. Brought back by Master Malgrim.
Who?
Me, Your Majesty.
Oh, don't do that. You made me jump. Thought you'd left. Told you we didn't need an enchanter. Can't afford luxuries. Economy won't stand it. Got to tighten our belts. And who's this fella?
Not one of your subjects, Your Majesty.
We can see that for ourselves. Fella isn't properly dressed. So what's he doing wading into our best goose pasties?
A dangerous young man, Your Majesty. He came seeking Princess Melisent. He's the man she saw in my magic mirror. He's Sam.
Nonsense. She said he didn't exist in real life. Character in mythology, legend, folklore, we understood. Must be some other fella. What's your name?
Sam. And I'm the fella she meant. We're in love. At least, I hope so.
Rubbish! Stares us in the face, improperly dressed, full of our best pasty, and tells us he's in love with our only daughter, Bunkum and Balderdash. Melisent! Melisent! Where is she?
Not here, sire. She went to look for him, Sam.
Oh, she did she? Well, you can tell her from us where she'll find him, in the deepest dungeon. Guards! Guards! Arrest that man. Clap him in irons. Throw him in the dungeon.
Well, this has been a mistake. You can't do
now
this to me.
Now, you come along quietly, mate.
But you don't understand.
Oh, save it for the rats, if I was you.
But look, really, I mean, honestly, chap, this isn't playing the game.
And look him senseless if he tries to escape. Damn nerve. We are going to find Grummet, Lady Nanette. But you can tell Millicent we'll be back. No, stop it, don't stop it. Made enough noise for one day.
Oh, Master Malgrim, aren't you wicked?
You flatter me, my dear Ninette.
I wonder what's happening to poor Melisent.
I wonder.
Taxi! Taxi! Taxi!
What means this strange incantation, Master Phil?
Sorry, love, what did you say? Hey, taxi!
Rats.
I'm much relieved, Master Phil, that it is not like this in real life. I didn't realize that legends were so noisy and smelly.
Just keep a lookout for a cab, love, will you?
Cab?
Cab, miss.
Oh, are you looking for one, too?
I...
In you get, ducky. Don't hang about. The Black Horse, Peacock Place.
Right, Oka.
Oh, I look forward to our finding this Black Horse, Sir Phil. Will it carry us to Sam?
Well, that rather depends on where Sam is.
Here you are. Bread and water, which is what you're on, chap.
I'm afraid I don't see the joke.
Oh, we're just kidding, you see.
No.
You see, that's your official ration as per dungeon regulations. That Fred and me's soft-hearted, aren't we, Fred?
That's right, chap.
Underneath, we're just a couple of ministering angels.
There you are. Get a load of that. Smuggled it out of the cookhouse, we did.
Yeah, there's beef and ham and cheese.
Thanks, but I couldn't.
What's the matter with you, turning your nose up? I had lovely grub like that.
There's bleeding ingratitude
I'm
for you.
I'm sorry, it's not that I'm ungrateful. It's just that I couldn't eat a thing.
There, there. Gotta keep your strength up, you know.
That's right. Never say die. Now, come on, try and eat a little. Just for me.
You don't understand. I'd rather too many of King Meliot's goose pasties, and I'm still full up.
Well, you keep it for supper. I dare say you'll be ready for it by...
Make way for the captain of the King's Guard! Right, you two. Go wait without.
Without what, Captain? Not bad, eh, Fred?
I don't know how you fix them up, Jack.
It's the way Hartown...
Silence! I tell you to wait without. So get without and double quick, you slobbering, pig-faced, muddy-leathered, bad pudding son of a sea cow.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, right, let's get this damn helmet off. Oh, hellishly hot. This armor, old boy.
Captain Plunkett?
Ah, that's right. What do you expect, old chap?
You're the captain of the King's Guard.
Well, for the time being, had to do some fast talking. This is the best I could do.
But I mean, how?
Pinch a suit of armor. Then I bumps into this Meliot fella, and he asks me if I'm from Camelot. I says, yes. Had I brought a message to say the meeting was off? I had. How is King Arthur? Having a spot of bother with these missus... Otherwise fine and happy to recommend me as captain of the King's Guard. So, I get the job.
Well, I'm very pleased to see you. I'm in real trouble.
So it seems. After the daughter, aren't you, eh? Always tricky. Ever tell you what happened to me in Bangkok? Must do sometime.
What am I going to do, Captain Plunkett? This place is terrible.
I've been in worse, old boy. 12 of us once in one smaller than this in Tetuan.
Oh, Captain.
Don't worry. I'll have you out of this in no time. Having supper with Miller tonight. You leave it to me. Oh, by the way, do you know a fella called Dimmock?
Yes, he's my boss. Why?
Well, he's here too.
Dimmock? But how?
Something about a cupboard. Damn lucky for him we met. Hadn't a clue. Not very adaptable for an advertising man. I've got him undercover in my room.
Captain! Captain
Plunkett. Don't say a word, lad. Coming, sire, coming. Keep your pecker up, old boy. Understand this, you impudent rogue. You'll stay here just as long as it pleases his majesty to keep you here.
Oh.
Well, well.
Who?
Here I am, my boy.
Who are you?
Master Marlegram, your enchanter.
I haven't got an enchanter.
You have now.
In fact, I never met one before today, and all he's done for me is land me up in this place.
That'll be Malgrim, my nephew. He's too clever by half, I'm afraid. But I'm working for Princess Melisent, so I'm on your side.
What have you done with her?
Malgrim took her to your world. Well, I'd have been here to stop it, but I had an urgent call to Scotland this morning. Some old friends. The weird sisters.
The Macbeth affair, was it?
Who's been talking?
I'll tell you later. But look here, Mr. Marlegram, how am I to get out of here?
You're not? At least, not yet. But I've got a plan.
What plan?
That's my business.
Have a heart. It's my business too, isn't it?
I thought you were some sort of hero.
Me? If I were, I wouldn't be working for Wallaby, Dimmock, Pally and Tooks. By the way, Dimmock's here.
I know. Dimmock's part of the plan.
What is the plan?
Yeah, well, I'm still working on it. See you later, boy. I'm off to the Black Horse.
Prince will come someday. My prince will come.
Hello again.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, now about this morning...
Do you know what happened to my son? Ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies.
I'm sorry, let me introduce you. This is the Princess Melisent.
Oh, charmed, I'm sure.
And I don't think I caught your name.
Queenie. Oh, my mother was a queen.
Oh, that's nice.
She married King Meliot of Peridor. Oh, Peridor?
You've heard of it.
Well, that's where that there Mr. Pentey was off to this morning. Here, what do you want?
We don't serve tramps here.
Eh?
Oh, Master Marlegram, I'm so glad to see you. Please hurry up and take me back to real life.
We'll be off in a minute.
Is it nice there? Peridot? Oh, it's beautiful. Only, if the weather's good, I might go there for my holidays. My friend Shirl's always on at me to go abroad.
Yes.
And last year's holiday in Bognor Regis was a complete washout.
Yeah.
It rained for a fortnight, non-stop.
You shall come with us, my dear. I think I can use a good barmaid.
Oh.
Now, just you look here, whoever you are.
What are you drinking, Ed?
Well, I wouldn't say no to a gin and tonic. It's been rather a confusing day.
Of course it has. But what you need is a pint of dragon's blood. Here.
What the?
Just drink it up, lad, and don't argue.
Wow! It's rather like a Bloody Mary, only more so. I wouldn't mind another of those.
No time, lad. We are off!
Rather a good one about these three Chapmen who met in Camelot.
Yeah,
yeah, one of them was an Englishman, another a Scotsman, another an Irishman. I can't quite remember it, you see, but it's very funny. Have some more wine.
Your Majesty, Dimmock and I have an idea.
Who the blue blazes is Dimmock?
I'm Dimmock, sire.
But you're not properly dressed, Dimmock. Don't let me have to tell you about it again. You're the second fellow we've seen today not properly dressed, and the other one's in the dungeon. What did you say you had, Captain?
An idea, sire. A plan, a device, a scheme. Bags of money in it, sire. The thing is, sire, where Dimmock comes from, everybody wants to go somewhere else.
Sounds unlikely. Soon there'd be nobody left.
The captain means somewhere else for a holiday.
Just for a change, a rest, that sort of thing.
Everybody saves money to visit some other country.
And we think some of them, the ones with the most money, ought to come here, to Peridot.
Conducted tours, see the castles, see the knights, see the dragon.
We'd have to have one of your enchanters working for us, of course, sire, to attend to the transport.
Don't listen to them, Your Majesty.
Who the devil are you?
Master Malgrim.
Ah, yes, yes, the enchanter chappie. Told you before about popping up unexpectedly like that. Takes us by surprise. And what's the Lady Ninette doing here?
Your Majesty.
We hope you're not carrying on with this fellow. We promised your father to look after you. Anyway, where's our daughter?
I'll explain everything, sire, as soon as we're alone. But Master Malgrim...
Forgive my intrusion, Your Majesty, but I wanted to protect you from these charlatans.
Which charlatans? Names?
Why, these two rogues, sire.
It doesn't mean us, Your Majesty. It must be some mistake.
Be quiet. We've listened to you enough. Besides, you're not properly dressed.
Oh,
third fellow today. Go on, Master, whatever your name is.
Malgrim, sire. And these two knaves are in league with the one you have already imprisoned in your dungeon.
What?
Surely your Majesty wasn't taken in by these rascals.
Of course not. Saw through them at once.
How dare you accuse a captain of the king's guard?
Sire, you made this crooked varlet captain of your guards.
Certainly not. Wasn't our idea. It was his. We went along with it in order to unmask his plot.
Well, perhaps I may take charge of the miscreants for the benefit of our art and science.
Turn him into something, eh? Not a bad idea. But that doesn't mean you've got a court appointment. Very well, off you go.
Now look here. See the English officer.
Too fast by far, that fella. Not natural. Popping up and popping off like that all the time. We can't cope with it these days. Must be getting old.
Nonsense, sire. As my aunt the sorceress used to say, a man is only as old as he feels.
She said that, did she? We must remember that. Wish we'd thought of it. Brilliant, original woman, your aunt. Always said so. Even at the trial. Now, where is Millicent?
I'm here, Father.
Where have you been? And who is this?
This is Master Marlegram, Father.
Twaddle. He's just gone off in a puff of smoke.
That was Master Malgrim. This is his uncle.
Well, to be frank, Master, what do we call it? Your nephew seems to be providing more than enough enchanting for one castle.
A bright lad, yet with overconfident, you'll see.
Father, is my Sam still in the dungeon?
He isn't your Sam, but he is in the dungeon, and there he's staying.
Oh, no, Father. Please. I love Sam.
Poppycock! How can you love someone you've never even met, carrying on as if you were in a fairy story? We've had enough of it. We're putting a stop to all these whims and caprices.
What do you mean, Father?
Tomorrow, after the tournament, we announce your marriage.
Never! Unless it's to Sam.
We don't know who the bridegroom will be yet. That's for the tournament to decide. You'll marry the champion, even if we had to lock you up and give you nothing but bread and water.
I won't!
You will. We say so.
Oh, Master Malagran.
Yes, my dear.
You remember the brooch that Malgrim wanted?
I do. We're both after it.
Help me now, and it's yours.
Done. And notice, please, I never asked for it.
Do stop cackling on like that. Gives us a headache. And what's all this confounded nonsense about a brooch? Whatever it is, we can assure you...
Peace, Your Majesty!
Now, none of your old Merlin tricks. Yes, I just hate, my dear fellow.
The moments of clear vision given me under the seal of Solomon is with me now. Two terrible dangers approach this castle. One is an unknown red knight who will challenge all and overcome all but one at the tournament tomorrow. The other is a ravening fiery dragon that is even now smoldering in the wood below. And only he who overcomes the Red Knight can slay the dragon, and it is he who must marry the princess.
Certainly. Very reasonable under the circumstances. But are you quite sure about the Red Knight and the dragon? There couldn't be some mistake.
Mistake?
No. I merely meant, forget we spoke.
Then give your word.
Yes, of course. We give our word.
I should think so, too.
Now, where's he gone?
Just another old Merlin trick, King Merlin. Years out of date, no doubt.
Hello, matey. Had a good day?
You have to be so hearty.
We pass this way only once, and a few little acts of kindness makes all the difference.
Well, what do you want, anyway?
It's time for the manacles and chains.
Manacles and chains? I don't need any manacles and chains.
Sorry, chum, but it's dungeon rules. Sort of like tucking you in for the night.
Yeah, you'll hardly feel them, mate.
Hardly feel them? How can you hardly feel 400 weight of iron?
Now, don't exaggerate. They can't possibly be more than 300 weight.
Two and a half at the most.
Yeah.
Ever been in the brig at Carleon? Truth, you should see what they put on you there.
Well, there we are. Have a nice night.
Happy dreams.
Don't I get a blanket or anything?
What, on a warm night like this?
Next thing I'll be wanting a four-poster bed.
Next time I wake up thinking it's the 31st of June, I'm going right back to sleep.
Here I am again, my boy. And look what I've brought along to cheer you up.
Melisent.
Oh, my poor sweet. All these chains and things.
Darling. I didn't think we'd ever meet.
You had to meet, my dears, or this wouldn't have been much of a love story, would it?
It's all rather curious. I feel as if I've known you for years, when in fact I've only really known you
for about 20 seconds. And there's things to be done, so don't hang it out forever.
There's so much that I want to tell you, Madison. So much that I want to find out about.
Well, it'll have to wait. What concerns us now is what's to happen to Sam here.
What is to happen to me, Mr. Marlegrove?
Well, that depends on what you want to happen to you, lad. I mean, most people don't get what they want because they don't know what they want. You can't grant them wishes because they haven't any. Now, do you know what you want, lad?
Yes. I want to get out of here. Marry Millicent, if she'll have me.
Of course I will, darling.
Wonderful. Then I want to tell Wallaby, Dimmock, Pally and Tooks where they can go. Try my hand at watercolour landscapes. Either in this world or the other. Don't care which. And do a bit of fishing.
No riches?
Oh, I wouldn't know what to do with them if I had them.
You know, you're a born dungeon type lad.
I do wish you'd stop making that silly noise and conjure poor Sam out of his chains and things.
Oh.
Or can't you do it?
Oh, yes, I can do it. The chains and manacles are a bit tricky, and I'm a bit out of practice. Quiet now, quiet. Yes, yes. This ought to do it. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Oh, there you are.
Oh, how clever of you, Master Marlegrand. I must remember this. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
I've known it for years.
Really?
But never knew it would do anything to chains. But what happens now? What's the next move?
That's where Master Marlegrand's been so very, very clever. You see, darling, my father says I must marry somebody.
Who?
I'm coming to that, Sam, dear. Master Marlegrand prophesied that there's a terrible red knight who's going to challenge everybody at the tournament tomorrow.
And a monster fiery dragon's coming too. Might be here already.
And my father has agreed that whoever overcomes them both receives my hand in marriage. And of course, that has to be you, darling. Oh, hasn't Master Marlegrand arranged it all cleverly and cunningly?
Absolutely, my pet. You're a wonder, Master Marlegrand.
Thank you.
So all I have to do tomorrow is to go out and pretend to have knocked off a terrible red knight and a monster fiery dragon. Marvelous.
Just a minute, darling. I don't think you understand. You won't be pretending.
What? You don't mean to say there is a red knight and a dragon?
But of course, darling.
All you have to do, Dad, is to overcome it. Swish! Bang!
Wallop! But I mean, I've never had any experience of taking on red knights and dragons.
That makes you all the braver, my sweet.
But would there be any chance of some sort of enchantment so that nobody knows exactly what's happening?
Then nobody'd know you're a hero.
And if you aren't a hero, you can't marry me, Sandy.
No, and I can't marry you if a red knight runs me through or a dragon chews me up, can I?
Now, that's not the right spirit, Dad.
He doesn't mean it. This horrid dungeon's doing it. Well, you're not staying here, darling. We're putting you in the assistant chief armourer's room.
He'll still be there, of course. But he'll be standing in the corner all night. I made him think he's a mace.
So you can have a good night's sleep, darling.
I'd have a better night's sleep if I thought I was a mace, too. What time is the tournament in the morning?
7 o'clock.
A red knight at 7 o'clock? Why, at that time in the morning, I can't even face a fried egg.
Oh, come along, Lamisaw. Do make an effort to help.
Oh, I'm supposed to be court musician, not armorer.
I'm glad you said you're supposed to be a court musician.
Oh, I don't have to put up with this sort of treatment, you know.
All right, Lamisaw. Put it down over there. No, not there, no. Where we found the other suit of armor.
Oh!
Well, he mustn't suspect it's been changed.
What I adore about you is that you never stop having brilliant ideas.
Thank you, my dear Lynette.
Will that be all?
Yes, thank you, Lamisaw. And here's something to keep your mouth shut.
Is that all I get?
It's more than you get for playing the lute.
The pig man gets more money than I do for playing the lute.
Perhaps he played it better than you do.
Oh. Now get out.
I thought I could play something to Master Sam before he goes out to fight. I've been practicing the Red Knight half my liver.
Lamisaw, please go away.
Not only have they no ear for music, they've no sense of humor.
Now, all that remains to be done is to send our young friend a tankard of tournament ale to give him courage.
Will it contain a really abominable potion?
Just a little something to render him faint and dizzy. Come.
Oh, Master Malgrim, you're delightfully devious.
Ah!
When did you get here, Phil?
Came with Mellicent and that old fellow with the odd laugh. I'm to be your squire for the tournament.
Very fetching you look, too, in those apple-green tights.
I don't know how you can joke at a time like this. Well, that red knight has wiped the field with his competitors so far.
Oh, well, it's better than working for Wallaby, Dimmock, Pally and Tooks till you drop. Come on, I'd better get into this hardware. Give us a hand, Phil.
Certainly. Where does this piece go?
Oh, I think it fits onto this piece. Oh, no, that can't be right. That goes round the neck.
Oh, look, these two bits go together, see? That's where your elbow goes.
Right, strap them on before we forget.
I say, Sam, this stuff's pretty tinny, isn't it? I always thought a suit of armour weighed tons.
Perhaps it's a lightweight model.
Here we are, Master Sam. One turn of a tail.
Thanks.
Oh, it's you.
That's right. Turned out nice again.
I wish it hadn't. Well, here's to a quick death.
Yeah, you mustn't go talking like that.
Oh, strong stuff. Bottle or barrel?
Don't ask me. That chap with the black beard, you know, the illusionist bloke. He gave it to me for you.
Malgrim?
That's him.
Oh.
What's that? All right, isn't it?
If you ask my advice, I'd have said stick to dragon's blood.
Don't mention dragons to me.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
There. There goes another one. That there red knight's murder.
Get ready, John. You're on next.
Any messages for the next of kin or that sort of thing?
No, thank you.
My God, you're not going out there, are you?
I have to. Pass me my helmet, Phil.
Okay. Here you are. I say, are you feeling okay, Sam?
Am I likely to be feeling okay?
You don't have a couple of aspirins about you, I suppose?
I'm afraid not, sorry.
Perhaps you ought to have a nice lie down.
I'll be having one soon.
Which do you fancy, mate, mounted or on foot?
On foot.
Very sensible. Haven't got so far to fall.
Right, on you go.
And the next contestant is Master Sam.
Good luck, old chap.
Take care, dearie. And just remember, there'll always be a Mingoland.
Thanks very much.
Well, at the moment, they're sort of walking round each other.
Oh, that red knight's a size, isn't he?
Makes two of poor Sam.
One-sided, I call it. Oh, now this does it.
Sam doesn't stand a chance.
The red ought to stop it.
The red knight's beating him back.
Oh, what a slasher!
Right through Sam's shield. I said that armour wasn't up to much.
Oh, Sam slipped.
Knight's advancing on him.
They're coming this way. They're coming this way.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, Sam's sword folded up like a collapsible umbrella. Yeah, they're coming right here into the tent.
Oh, my poor head.
Here, wench.
What do you want, you great brute?
Two tournament ales.
Two tournament ales. Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's going on in there? Come out and get on with it.
Keep out! Keep out! He misbegotten horse of maid! Or I'll make sausages for your lights and liver!
Oh, come on, Jack, let's
stop. Sit down, Hemley.
Good grief, he's taking his head off.
It's all right, lad. I've got one of my own underneath.
Captain Plunkett.
There's me, old boy.
Sam, do you know this chap?
Certainly. We're old friends. Captain Plunkett, this is Philip Spencer Smith, one of my colleagues of Wallaby Dimmock, Pally and Tooks. He's going to help you sell your damaged cusp.
Pleased to meet you. I went to Harrow with your father, Spotty Spencer Smith.
Actually, sir, he went to Winchester.
Is anything happening in there?
We'd better keep on making a clatter. You can join in too, fellow chap. Just bang away the nearest piece of armor. Take that!
Oh!
How did you come to be the Red Knight?
Oh, that enchanter fellow did it last night. Very thorough job, too. Felt I was the Red Knight. Ready to knock hell out of anybody.
Till a few minutes ago, that is.
But how am I going to kill you?
That's where the head comes in. Leave it to me, old boy.
The trouble is, I must have been doped or something. I feel rather dizzy.
I thought you weren't looking too good, old chap. Ever been doped on the Gold Coast? I was once. Didn't come out of it for weeks. Ha ha! Here you are, my dear.
Isn't that nice again? Two cinnamon tails, wasn't it?
Thank you, my dear.
None for me.
Well, down the hatch.
Happy days.
That's better. Now to finish the job off. Surrender, you knock-kneed manicom! Surrender!
Never!
Louder, they'll never hear you, old boy.
Surrender, I say!
Never! Oh, crikey, I've got a headache.
Right. Now then, dear, you bash away the armor, and Phil, you get Sam to his feet.
Okay.
Up you get, old fellow.
Now, can you pull yourself together just for half a minute?
I'll try. What do I do?
Show him the head and wave your sword about. Phil here to announce the result. I'll just die, and then I'd better beat it. Not getting tired, dear, are you?
A bit, but it makes a nice change.
What's that? Here we go.
Oh, mercy! Have mercy, Master Sam!
Carry on, Phil. I'm off.
Righto, Captain Plunkett.
The combat is concluded. Sam is the victor.
Oh, Sam, darling, it was wonderful. You're not hurt, are you?
No, darling. Just a bit dizzy.
Stout fella, stout fella. Well, you can take it easy now, for an hour or so. The dragon's in position down in the wood, but it's asleep. Better not wake it up yet.
Oh, my poor brave Poppet.
Taking a nap? Very sensible. Dragons can be tiring when they get going. Very tiring. How are you feeling now, Sir Sam?
Oh, better than I did, Your Majesty. They're not too bright.
Dragons still sleep, but it'll be waking soon. So, if you're taking it on, you'd better get ready, my boy.
You mean I have a choice?
Oh, of course you do, Sam, dear.
Del's right. This is the situation, you see. You're now Sir Sam, conqueror of the Red Knight, so there's no more dungeon for you.
Oh.
You're free. Give you a note to King Arthur, if you like. Might get you high priority for a quest, or a special damsel-rescuing expedition.
He's not going on any damsel-rescuing expedition. I know those damsels.
Oh, thank you, sire, but I'd rather stay in Peridor and marry Melisande.
Splendid. Pleased to have you. So you'll sort the dragon out, then.
The dragon?
Of course. No dragon, no daughter. Can't marry Melisande if you don't fight the dragon.
You have to choose, Sam.
Oh, I see. What a sort of dragon is it? Just a little one, perhaps?
Not at all. First-class one. Only caught a glimpse of it, but seemed a magnificent brute. You couldn't want a better dragon.
Oh, you realize, Melisande, my love, that I don't know how to fight a dragon. I've never seen one before.
Yes, Sam. You'll have to be very, very brave. But perhaps I'm not worth it.
Of course you are, darling. All right, Your Majesty. I'll have a bash.
Oh, Sam.
Good man. By the way, it's a private contest this time. No spectators allowed.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
That's the rule now. Last time the public were admitted, 50 of them got hurt. When a big dragon, like this one, gets really desperate...
Father, please.
Do I get any help?
Oh, most certainly. Your squire can bear arms for you.
You mean the dragon might leave my arms?
Don't be silly, Sir Sam. Never say die.
Oh, Sam... I'm beginning to feel frightened now.
Oh, so am I. Perhaps a kiss might encourage me.
Of course, darling. Better.
Worse. Now I know what I'll be missing when I'm inside that wretched dragon. If only we had some practical help.
I've been trying to find Master Marlagram, darling, but he seems to have disappeared.
Try again, sweetheart. Don't stop trying. If ever an enchanter was needed, it's now.
You really
don't have to come all the way with me, Phil.
That's all right, Sam. I want to be in at the kill.
I won't ask you to expand on that.
Look, Captain Plunkett's here already.
Hello, you chaps. I thought I'd keep an eye on the dragon for you till you got here.
You needn't have detained it.
Oh, didn't need to, old boy. Still sound asleep. Must have had a damn good breakfast or somebody.
Oh.
What's the matter? Not feeling so good?
No. What the sort of the dragon is it?
I won't deceive you, old boy. He's big. Shocking great brute.
Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anne.
You're here too, Phil.
Keep your voices down, everyone, please.
Why, bless my soul, is it really Sammy inside that sardine can?
He's Sir Sammy now.
Gracious.
And he's just about to take on a damn grey dragon.
And Dr. Swift, Captain Plunkett.
Well, isn't that amazing? Aren't you that heavenly man who did the film about the fish that climbs trees?
The very same. I always knew I'd meet somebody one day who'd seen that film. Delighted to make your acquaintance, my dear.
Oh.
How did you get here, Anne? I went through the wall at the Black Horse.
Excuse me, but could we postpone the chat until this dragon business is over?
Oh, no.
It doesn't look as if it's going to take long, old boy.
Well, go on, Sam. You've got to challenge it.
Oh, very well. Look here, challenging you to combat. But we needn't make it mortal. What do you think? Why not a few friendly rounds and leave it at that?
Oh, do get over, Sam. There's a good challenge.
What?
It's only me.
How do you mean it's only you?
It's me, Dimmock.
Dimmock?
Oh, what on earth are you doing inside a dragon, Dee Dee?
I'm not inside the dragon. I am the dragon.
Well, how do you know you're Dimmock?
Because I do. How do you know you're Sam Penty? I don't think I enjoy being a dragon.
Oh, poor Dee Dee.
It's like having an acid stomach 10 feet long. Oh, it's so hot and smoky, too.
But how did it happen, Dee Dee?
That enchanter did it. After he turned Plunkett into the Red Knight, he turned me into a dragon.
But look here, Dee Dee, I'm supposed to knock you off in order to marry Mellicent.
And don't be silly, Sam. You and I have always been good friends, haven't we? I mean, if you feel you ought to have a ride, I'll gladly take it up with the ball.
Oh, sorry, Dee Dee, I'd like to cooperate, but I promise to challenge the dragon.
Yes, but not me. Go and find a proper dragon.
No, you're the dragon I'm supposed to overcome. Nothing said about any other dragon.
Yes, Sam, but if you have me disenchanted, or whatever they call it here, and then I'm me again, and there's no dragon, then that's the same thing.
Dimmock's got a point there. I'll go and try and find one of those enchanter fellas.
Well done, Plunkett. And tell them the one that changes me back can have a seat on the board. I'll send a memo straight away. Peggy?
Dee Dee, Peggy's not here. We're in Peridot.
Yes, Mr. Dimmock. Oh!
You too?
Yes. I came through the cupboard with Mr. Dutton-Swift.
Take a memo to Mr. Palin. Oh,
but when you are, Mr. Dimmock, where are you, Mr. Dimmock?
Here, you daft nut.
Oh.
I'm writing this from a place called Peridot, where I've run into a little trouble.
Excuse me, Dee Dee.
What is it?
Well, how is Sam going to convince King Meliot that he's done you in?
How should I know?
Phil's right, Dee Dee. No dragon, no marriage to Mellicent, he said.
Oh, Sammy, are you really going to marry that sweet girl? I'm so pleased. Oh,
shut up. I'm thinking. I know. Give me a sword, Sam.
Here you are.
Right.
I say, Dee Dee, you must have some teeth.
Show him the hilt and tell him the rest of it's in my arm.
Brilliant, Dee Dee.
Now, don't just stand there staring at me. Push off and get one of those enchanters out here before I get sulfur poisoning or something. Now then, where was I, Peggy?
Run into a little trouble.
Stop. However, with a bit of luck, everything now might work out for the best. Stop.
I demand to know what you've done with Lady Ninette.
You know that big flock of geese just below the castle? Now she's one of them.
Why, you unscrupulous old...
Sit down, lad. There's 200 or 300 geese there. You'd be all down it. I'll turn her back. as soon as we've finished our business, and, of course, when you've given me a hand with the Dimmock dragon transformation.
It's awkward, that, isn't it?
Well, we'll have to attend to Dimmock, or we can't get on with our business. Sam and Captain Plunkett are on their way here now.
Are they?
Yes.
How do you know?
How do I know? I'm an enchanter, aren't I, lad? Aye. And a better one than you. Come here, you two. Come on.
Look here. You've simply got to disenchant Dimmock and make the king believe I've knocked off that dragon.
Right. Sam here has behaved like a regular hero. But he won't stay a hero if that dragon hangs about much longer, dictating letters to his secretary.
I agree, gentlemen, but you see, it's all a bit tricky.
You see, the fact is, my uncle can't restore Dimmock without my help.
Oh.
And he can only have my help on my terms.
Eh?
First, he changes Nanette back from a goose. Then you all agree to my having a seat on the board of this travel company you're going to set up with Dimmock.
What? How do we know Dimmock will agree?
Well, he can stay a dragon if he prefers.
Blackmail! That's what it is, blackmail!
Exactly.
Please don't spoil things now, Master Malagrand.
Yet, just a minute. How did you get here?
Just what I was about to ask. Looks like some kind of enchantment to me.
She's not an enchantress.
So who did it?
Well, if you must know, a second cousin of mine has just arrived at the castle. She studied with Morgan Le Fay.
What? Nephew, we're having no young sorceresses here.
At the last conference in Avalon, we were definitely allotted this territory.
Absolutely. And excuse us. Now, lad. One, two, three.
I thought that would set them off. There isn't any second cousin who's been with Morgan Le Fay. I walked straight in here. Wasn't I clever, Sam, darling?
Yes, you were, Millicent, darling.
Nice bit of password. Dimmock's himself again.
We've left the dragon's head for King Meliot to inspect. He'll come round now.
Yes, we fixed that too.
Then I might as well tell you both. There isn't a girl sorceress at the castle. I was only teasing you.
I know. You were only day out, though. There's a young sorceress arriving tomorrow.
Huh?
She's seen Sam in a magic mirror.
What? If she thinks she's coming here...
Then you'd better pop off now and arrange the wedding with your father immediately.
Oh, yes. And I think the wedding ought to be a mixed affair.
Oh,
I mean, both worlds are getting rather muddled now, so both worlds ought to be in on it.
Ah, dead right, old boy. Help the company at all.
What company?
Just a bit of business, my dear. Leave it to us.
And you can leave the wedding reception to us too, eh, Uncle?
Oh, certainly. Though it'll take a bit of organizing. Probably the trickiest piece of enchantment ever attempted. Damn fine job you fellows have done.
Oh.
Thank you, Plunkett.
Won't pretend it was easy, particularly getting the table to reach from one world into the other.
I must say, Captain, I'm pleased we're in the Peridor Hall.
I'm no fool, my dear. As soon as I knew what was going on, I wangled a couple of invites for this inn. I wasn't putting up with Mock Turtle Soup and Lamb Cutlets of that end, but I knew there was Boar's Head and Roast Swan down here.
Poor Phil looks as though he's having a pretty dull time company-wise down that end.
Who's that old trout next to him?
Mrs. Dimmock.
If Dimmock had any sense, he'd have stayed a dragon. I say, Phil, old man.
Yes?
I'll save you a peacock wing and a flagon of Monsef for later.
That's jolly decent of you.
Mr. Daniel Dimmock. We'll now propose the toast to Peridor.
Oh, let's have a little lesson on your speeches at starting.
I had, of course, no idea that I should be called upon tonight.
Hooray!
Called upon tonight to propose this toast. But then a few days ago, I had no idea I should have ended up as a damping dragon.
What's the fella going on about? And why is he not properly dressed? Fourth fella we've seen like that in as many days. Not good enough.
Quiet, Father.
Howsoever, and be that as it may, we were. So, there we are.
Here.
And in conclusion, I would simply like to say that if at any time our friends from Peridor should wish to pay us a visit, we on our side will be only too happy to show them all we can of the progress and amazing developments of our great modern civilization. Peggy, I thought I told you to write about that confounded drilling.
Uh-huh.
I have.
just an amazing development of our great modern civilization, Dee Dee. Or I should say your great modern civilization.
What's all that row up the other end? Has the fellow finished yet?
It would seem so, Your Majesty.
Then Master Marlegram will reply for Peridor.
Oh, yes.
Damn if I know what's going on.
Your Majesty, ladies and gentlemen. In reply to Mr. Dimmock, I should just like to say that if he and our friends in his world should ever tire of the progress they're making, and if they're ready to put up with a little peace and quiet, good food and drink, pure air, leisurely talk, a real night's sleep, and a total absence of technology, psychology, and every other ology, then we on our side will do our humble best to entertain them. Thank you.
Your beard's covered in egg and pasty, and it was not a good speech.
Oh,
too few points and not well made.
Oh, darling, you be quiet.
Oh, of course, Ninette, my dove. Anything you say.
First she's a goose, and now she's a dove.
His Royal Majesty, King Meriot, Peridor, High Lord of Bergamore, Marlon, Pilot, Overlord of Lansington, Lomoth, and Three Bridges.
Let's just get on with it. Now we come to the matter of the health of the bride and groom.
Well, in the matter of health, of course, one can't overstress the absolute necessity of a controlled and balanced intake of vital vitamins.
What's Master Jarvie going on about, and why is he dressed like that?
Actually, Your Majesty, that's Dr. Jarvis.
First-class man, too. Consultant to the Alphavite Company. It
strikes us there's something jolly fishy about all this. But anyway, as we were saying, the toast to the bride and groom will be proposed by Captain Plunkett.
Oh, I'll do that, Captain.
Your Majesty, Princess Millicent Sir Sam Prince. I shan't talk long, as most of you seem to be definitely pie-eyed.
Never!
Princess and Sam say they live in both our worlds. Quite right. Good idea, I say. Good idea. I mean, one end of this table is Wednesday, and the other end is Tuesday. So what? Ah, who cares? Work it properly, have two Saturdays running, and never a Monday. Well, one time in Costa Rica, I thought it was Thursday for nearly a fortnight. Grew a beard and nearly learned to play the mandolin. Tell you all about it sometime. Well, that's about it.
The toast.
Yes. Yes, of course. Quite right. The toast. Raise your glasses and your flagons to Millicent and Sam.
Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, I shall ask my husband to reply on my behalf.
Thank you. Nobody realizes better than I that I don't deserve to have won the hand and heart of a beautiful princess.
That's true.
I've not been clever, and I've not even been very brave.
Oh, darling.
So there we are. I owe my happiness, our happiness, to just one thing. To be precise, to the 31st of June. God bless it.
Well, it looks as if everything's going to end tidily, and everybody's going to live happily ever after. Even for you, nephew, and the lady in it.
Do give over, Uncle.
Try silence for His Majesty, King Meliot of Peridor, I Lord Bergamore Marilor.
We've had all that once.
Sorry, I'm sure.
It's on our nerves. Well, that's the end of the formal part. Sam and Millicent are off to Shalott for their honeymoon.
Behave yourself, Sam.
Sorry, dear.
And we are going to get down to some serious drinking and wenching. Nonsense. Hardly drunk a drop.
Your Majesty.
What is it, Lamison?
Entertainment.
Oh, yes. Nearly forgot. we were going to get Grummet, our dwarf, to do his trick with the venison pasty. But Captain Plunkett's eaten all the pasties, so instead we're going to have a song with a lute accompaniment by Monsieur Lamisson, entitled The Black Knight Hath Our Heart.
May, your majesty.
Your heart, Lamisson? Is this suitable for mixed company?
It's the title, your majesty.
Just get on with it, Lamisson, and stop arguing.
The black knight hath my heart.
In The 31st of June, you heard Debbie Cumming as Princess Mellicent, John Levitt as Sam, Alan Dudley as King Meliot, Anthony Newlands as Dan Dimmock, Henry Stamper as Captain Plunkett, John Rye as Malgrim, and Peter Woodthorpe as Marlegram. Ninette was Maggie Malarkey, Peggy, Rosalind Adams, Anne, Jill Lidston, Queenie the Barmaid, Jean Trend. Lamisson and Fred were played by David Goodison, Philip and Jack by Philip Riley, and Master Jarvie and Dr. Jarvis by James Carey. The radiophonics were by Peter Howell. J.B. Priestley's novel, The 31st of June, was freely dramatized by Brian Sibley. The play was directed by Graham Gold.